It's to resume the date it's given is the 8th of March, and those who have been waiting longest will have their appointments first. While it's good news again, Catherine, I suppose there's some concerns within it, because if we look at how long the waiting list has been when the service actually was halted at the start of the pandemic last year, you know, the waiting list has to be really, really long. And that shouldn't get lost, and I suppose, in amongst the good news, you know. But the reality is that the screening service is scheduled to start again on the 8th of March. We're told that the radiographers have all had their vaccinations, you know, that the mobile vans and units have been upgraded to meet infection control and physical distancing. So overall, it's all good news. But the reality is for us, I suppose, in Donegal and Sligo and surrounding areas, we need to make sure that the unit now is operational full-time, Catherine. And it doesn't happen like what happened before, that it was going to be open 2-3 days a week. With the existing backlog and the long waiting list, that unit needs to be operational 6 days a week. And for us in DACC, we will actually be following up on that, you know. And again, a very important message, I suppose, in the context of breast check and for us in DACC. Screening, breast check screening is for healthy people, women who have no symptoms. So if any woman has any symptoms that she's worried about, in the first instance, you should contact your GP. You know, that shouldn't get lost in among that message either.
And our GPs, you know, I know that they were doing a lot of over the phone, and primarily over the phone even up to this current day, but that shouldn't really, you know, from your point of view, deter people from ringing them in the first instance.
Absolutely not. And we do appreciate that GPs and their staff are all under immense pressure as well, I suppose, with so many hospital appointments being cancelled, etc. I suppose that impacts onto GPs. But the reality is, if you have any symptoms and you're concerned, from, I'm saying, from Betty and DACC, phone and keep phoning until you get an answer. And if you can't get an answer, actually write to your GP, email your GP, but don't take no or I suppose a delay at the first phone call as a reason not to put pressure on and keep it on. And again, I suppose to acknowledge the work that all those frontline people are doing during this pandemic, can't be overstated enough. But don't let anybody with symptoms just sit back and think somebody will call me or somebody will phone me. Stay on top of it. But the breast check screening as well, make sure if you have an appointment and you're given an appointment and for some reason you can't make it, make sure that you contact the number on your appointment and you let them know that you can't, so that you'll be rescheduled and that appointment will be given to somebody else. And as well as that, if you have any COVID symptoms, make sure that you contact them as well, because in the best interest of your health and everybody else's, you can't attend your appointment, you know. But I suppose the good news is we see the start of it. In reality, the next comment I'm going to make might sort of upset somebody, but it's not intended to. For our government and our Department of Health and all those key officials who are making decisions around COVID and how we deal with the COVID pandemic every day, someone needs to actually take charge of the other health requirements of the people of Donegal and Ireland, because there's going to be another major pandemic and it will be all these things that are being put on the back burner during the pandemic. So boys, all you guys and ladies who are sitting in Dublin and around the country, step up to the mark and deal with the situation, the other health conditions, the cancer and other major serious issues. They can't be left on the back burner.